Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Jessica Heatley with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking weather first, a storm is forecast for both Cairns and Mareeba today. It'll reach a top of 30 degrees in Cairns, expect 28 in Mareeba. Here's what we're covering today, Thursday, December 1. Toyers accused murderer to remain behind bars, anti-hooning laws to become tougher in Queensland, and results from the 2022 Youth Survey. Lawyers for the Indian government believe there's enough evidence to extradite the man accused of killing Toy accordingly. Police suspect that Rajwinder Singh murdered the Cairns woman in 2018 and fled to India the next day. He'll remain in custody until his next appearance at an Indian court in a fortnight. Meantime, new Justice for Toy bumper stickers are now available at the following locations: Maranoa's Billabong Service Station at Clifton Beach, Brumby's Bakery and Dave's Nextra News Agency, both in the Clifton Beach Shopping Centre. Queensland's anti-hooning laws are about to become even tougher, with the state government introducing new legislation this week. Spectators and organisers of meetups could soon be fined nearly $6,000, while cars seized from hoons may be used for crash and rescue practice. Slater and Gordon's work and road claims expert Peter Yunovich says the new laws are a step in the right direction in making sure our roads are kept safe.
We see the consequences of road accidents and the fatalities and the impact to families as a result of the roads being used in an incorrect way.
Research shows one in six Far North youngsters have worried about having a safe place to stay over the last year, while almost half felt they needed support for their mental health. The latest Mission Australia Youth Survey has found the key concerns for local young people aged 15 to 19 are the environment, mental health and COVID. State Director Stephen Vine says young people often turn to family and friends for support, but are looking for additional and more diverse networks.
They really look to that sort of close, trusted group of people to be able to lean on and go to for support. Another key area was the need for more learning strategies around how to reduce and cope with their stress levels.
And a 37-year-old man has been charged following several alleged assaults in Cairns. Officers were called to Sheridan Street late on Tuesday night after reports of antisocial behaviour. It will be alleged he punched a 76-year-old man who attempted to assist him in the face before a physical altercation with a 21-year-old man who was hit several times. When taken to Cairns Hospital for treatment, the man also allegedly struck a 38-year-old nurse and spat on a police officer. Bail was refused. He faced court yesterday. And let's check some sport. An AFL game between teams from Cairns and Groote Eylandt in the Northern Territory have been postponed. The women's exhibition match was meant to happen next Friday, but has now been pushed back because of unforeseen logistical issues. AFL Cairns says discussions are underway between Groote Eylandt and the Cairns Saints, with the hopes the match can happen early next year. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. Thanks for listening. I'm Jessica Heatley. Catch you later for more local news.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.